GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and we are on guard. Once a month, we turn our attention to the matters of the Maine Army and National Guard. Gee, our good friend, Major Carl Lamb of the Maine National Guard, is on line three for GHRT.
Good morning, Major. Good to have you back.
Hey, good morning, George. Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having us on.
We want to get right to the introductions and the explanation of the photo involving all the people wearing purple that we have on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feed this morning. Tell us all of who's online, too, would you, Carl?
Absolutely. Well, Rick, the Maine National Guard has long believed that family readiness is force readiness, and with April being month of the military child, we thought that would be a great time to have some of our hardworking professionals at the family program come on and talk about all of the great things that their programs do. So I'm pleased to be joined today by State Family Program Director, First Lieutenant Elizabeth Boynton, and two of her hardworking professionals, Ms. Michelle Ouellette and Ms. Elizabeth Marcotte. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Well, those of us who have been involved in the military understand the role that children play in the armed forces community. My goodness, we used to laughingly say, a ton of it in my family, military brats, but they do so much. And so this month of the military child, it's time to recognize it. We'll talk first, I guess, to Lieutenant Boynton, the State Family Program Director. What do we do here in this Purple Up Month?
Good morning. Yes, the entire month of April is the month of the military child, as we already stated, and Purple was started several years ago by the 4-H group, and Purple was elected to represent all military branches. That way it wasn't just Marine Corps, just Air Force, just Army. And what we do is wear an article of clothing that's purple for the month, and luckily the state tag was able to approve the entire military force to wear purple for a single day.
Elizabeth Marcotte, to you, if we could, as the Child and Youth Program head, I'll say, the pandemic has made things even more of a challenge. Have we experienced that over the past year?
Absolutely. So we're trying extra hard to stay connected to our military youth. Throughout the pandemic, we have actually sent mailings to our kiddos to let them know that we're still here, give them some fun things to do, and let them know how important they are.
Michelle, well, the problems that military families face are so much different than the civilian component. They're a certain base for a few months, maybe a year or two. Kids go to school, then they have to all of a sudden give up their friends and move to somewhere else. It is an opportunity for military children to see new places, but it's also emotionally a tough thing.
Yes, absolutely. It is. And it's important that we surround our military kids with individuals that understand that special set of circumstances and don't try to downplay it and compare it to other scenarios that aren't even remotely close.
State Family Planning, State Family Program Director, First Lieutenant Elizabeth Boynton, and we're often told that our kids are resilient. They're made of rubber. They'll bounce back. And sometimes that's just not true.
Oh, definitely not true. Not at all. I mean, even I have a niece and nephew, and they were affected from me going away, too, because we usually did summer trips, and then I wasn't there to take them out on their summer trips. I mean, kids are resilient, but they're resilient to a point, and they'll definitely meet a breaking point if they don't have the resources or the community to help for support.
Major Lamb, you see it firsthand all the time, I'm sure, with the deployments and things that are going on. It's a great lifestyle for some. For others, it's a little more difficult.
Absolutely, and we know that when we sign the dotted line, but we also know that it's going to be a strain on our family as well, which is why programs like Lieutenant Boynton's are so important. Right now, no fewer than 250 families with the Maine National Guard are experiencing a separation of some type, and like we said before, that's why it's so important to have resources available. And actually, Lieutenant Boynton just mentioned summer trips, so that might be a good segue. Youth camps is one of the biggest initiatives that we do. And Ms. Marcotte, if you'd like to share a little bit about what you do for your youth camps for our military kids.
So we have a really unique situation here in the state of Maine where we grassroots build our entire camp. The staff that runs the camp are military service members and their families. And we invite in 100 children each week to our large camp. We invite in about 45 to our smaller camp. And we get these kids together. Everybody there understands the lifestyle because they're all living it. So it's a place where friendships are very quickly made and strong bonds are created that last years and years and years. Our camp here in state's been going on for over 20 years now. And there are friendships that have lasted that entire time, which is pretty amazing.
Michelle Ouellette, one size does not fit all, and I'm not just talking about the uniforms of the Maine Army and Air National Guard. Take it from a kid who had to polish his dad's boots and maybe help shine the brass before guard weekends. So programs probably are not one size fits all, not only for the kids, but for the parents, for the soldiers and the families that have to wrap their minds and their hearts around the fact that they're going to be away from their kids for a while, sometimes more than a year. Losing a year of your child's life, how do you possibly help someone with that?
Absolutely. We try to surround them with resources that work for them. And that could be, you know, if they are a writer, perhaps they journal their year where dad is away or mom is away from home. Or perhaps they do, we help them find some creative way to pass the time and document the time at the same time so that both parties don't feel like they've missed the full year. Because as we know, we can't get it back. So the best we can do is at least make them feel as involved as possible.
Yeah, I remember at the Y, there was a lady I worked with there, or worked out with, and she was expecting a baby, and her husband was in Afghanistan. They finally had got a Zoom together so they could see the baby. I mean, these are things that we take for granted. So when we go out and say to military people, thank you for your service, we are also saying thank you to the military families and their children for the daily sacrifices they make.
Absolutely. We try to honor kids every way we can. So on top of being part of this team, I'm also a military spouse. And I know that when we were dealing with deployment, any time that somebody took the moment to recognize my children's sacrifice, it filled their bucket right back up. They felt like part of the team and felt like they were part of the solution. So it's really great to take that moment to hear kids' stories and to thank them for the sacrifices that they make.
Major Carl, I'm pivot back to you for a moment and ask you this, because we often, at the end of each of these segments, talk about if you want to look into the benefits of being someone that serves in Maine's National Guard, you can look at, well, the benefits of health care and the opportunity to serve your country. And then comes the thought, you're going to have to spend some time away from your family. But with organizations like this, with programs like this, with the work of First Lieutenant Elizabeth Boynton, what Michelle Ouellette is doing, what Elizabeth Marcotte is doing, that might help ease some of their concerns when they're deciding on a career with the National Guard.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And if folks want to learn more, they can go on Facebook and they can look up the Maine National Guard Youth Program, M-E-N-G Youth Program, and also Maine Soldier and Family Readiness Center, two Facebook pages that this team runs if they'd like to learn more information about some of the services and benefits available to Maine families and military children.
April being the designated month of the military child, which underscores the important role that military children play in the armed forces. I guess I can ask Michelle this one. What about this would an average civilian not understand?
One of the things that I joke about when I talk with military families is the crazy antics that happen the second the service member steps foot out the door. When my husband deployed, I had a cat bring in a squirrel, a live squirrel, into the dining room, and here I am chasing it around the dining room, trying to keep it away from the kids, and the cats are just sitting there watching me. Some military families deal with some really crazy scenarios that other folks wouldn't even think of having a plan for. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, make sure you have a plumber's number handy, make sure you have the septic or whatever, but to have pest control or, you know, the number or name of a friend or a neighbor that could come over and help you with crazy scenarios like that. Those are things that are very difficult to plan for.
Elizabeth Marcotte, those are the moments that I would miss most as a parent. Those are the moments that I would want to be a part of. And you don't get that via Zoom.
You do not get it via Zoom. We strongly encourage our kids, when their service member is away, to figure out a way to convey that back to the service member, to tell them what they've done. In a moment like that, maybe that kiddo steps up and helps to get the squirrel out of the house. Now we have a kid that's learned that they're resilient, that they can be part of the solution, that they are strong. So while our kids are missing on their parent and missing moments, they're also gaining resiliency in lots and lots of ways. I actually did a team builder with my team council, and we talked about all the bad things about deployments. We popped balloons for everything that was frustrating. And at the end, they said, wait a minute. What about all the ways that I'm smarter than my peers because I've had these opportunities to step up?
That's Elizabeth Marcotte with Child and Youth Programming, Michelle Ouellette, the Soldier and Family Readiness Program, and First Lieutenant Elizabeth Poynton of the State Family Program. Thank you all for joining us this morning on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Major, we want to pivot back to you again for a moment because this year's prayer breakfast is not going to be like years past because of the pandemic, but you do have a special plan in place, and your guest speaker is a friend of this program and a friend of many people listening. Tell us about it.
That's right. So this year would be the 30th annual prayer breakfast that the Maine National Guard has hosted on the National Day of Prayer, an observance that I believe was started in 1952 by President Truman. You yourself, Rick, have been a guest speaker for us. We appreciate that. And this year, our guest speaker is Steve McKay, former Channel 6 and Channel 2 meteorologist, now known as Dr. Stephen Smith of Bangor's First United Methodist Church. So he's going to be our guest speaker, and we're having a live premiere video that's going to play on our Facebook page at ME National Guard, for Maine National Guard, at ME National Guard on Facebook, and that'll play at 8 a.m. on Thursday, May 6th, as an observance for the National Day of Prayer. And so we would love people to tune in and watch that and live comment, and if you're not able to watch it at that time, it will still be posted as a video after the live airing. So we really would love people to tune in if they're able to.
What time does the premiere roll?
At 8 o'clock
8
on May 6th. Yep.
8 a.m. on May 6th. So.
Just for the record, I'm glad you gave all those television stations all that publicity, but I hired Steve as a morning disc jockey, and he was a good one.
And he told me exactly about the name change and everything, George. It was a great story.
Is that WBGW?
Yeah,
sure.
He was country disc jockey in BGW.
He was playing the Hootenanny music for a while.
Yeah, late George Gagner said to me, I got this guy you want to meet. we hired Steve. He was one of the greatest employees we ever had.
Right.
And it was a nice story, too, because I believe he told me that the name that he took was his, I believe it was his grandmother's maiden name, something like that.
Something like that.
So it's nice that he could use that in his professional life.
Once again, is it Thursday, May 6th? Is that the date, Thursday, May 6th?
That's right. Thursday, May 6th at 8 o'clock on our Facebook page at ME National Guard.
Major Carl Lamb of the Maine National Guard, thank you to you, and thank you to your guests as well in this edition of On Guard on GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.